And as we've been discussing this morning, the Gillard government has announced a national inquiry into child sex abuse in religious organisations and state institutions, including schools. The terms of reference will be drawn up after discussions with victims groups, church leaders and community organisations. The issue came to a head after allegations of widespread abuse and cover-up in the Hunter Valley region of New South Wales, where there are already 400 known victims of sexual assault by Catholic clergy. Joel Fitzgibbon is the Chief Government Whip. He's also the member for the Hunter region. Joel Fitzgibbon, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What's weighed the Prime Minister's hand here?
Well, I think momentum, Fran, since Peter Fox appeared on Late Line just a week ago now. Things have been really hotting up, not just here in the Hunter, but nationally. And a number of people, including me, came to the conclusion, in my case, early yesterday morning, that it was in the best interests of the victims, their families, and indeed the Catholic Church and any other institution that might get caught up in the inquiry, that a Royal Commission and nothing less than a Royal Commission be held.
This is in the area where you live. There's been a high number of allegations, in fact, proven crimes committed against young children by Catholic clergy and teachers. So this is not new to you, and complaints of sexual abuse stretch back decades. What finally convinced you, do you think, to support a Royal Commission? What finally persuaded you?
Well, basically, the new allegations, if you like, by Detective Chief Inspector Peter Fox, who I believe will be remembered, assuming his concerns are proven well-founded, as someone who sacrificed his career and ran the gauntlet of significant intimidation in his battle against pedophilia, and he'll become a national hero if all those concerns he's expressed are confirmed by the Commission. But yeah, we've been living with this in the Hunter now for a couple of decades. The local Fairfax newspaper here, the Newcastle Herald, has been running what they call a Shine the Light campaign, running stories regularly about the victims of Catholic priests in particular. But I think, you know, we've been fairly comfortable with progress in terms of arrests in the region, but I think Peter Fox's contribution introduced a whole new element into the debate, and that is, of course, this charge that there's been deliberate cover-up.
When you say you and others in the country have been fairly comfortable with the progress of investigation, what's been the reaction to this announcement by the Royal Commission from your constituents? Have you had feedback?
Oh, I'd be misleading you if I said I'd had direct feedback. I mean, the Prime Minister made her announcement fairly late yesterday afternoon, and I had not had that opportunity. But I've no doubt that this will enjoy overwhelming support, and I noticed there's a newspaper poll which suggests that this morning. But Peter Fox's allegations were very heavy, if I can quote his original letter. He says, "I can testify from my own experience that the Church covers up, silences victims, hinders police investigation, alerts offenders, destroys evidence, and moves priests to protect their good name and the name of the Church." Now, they're very, very heavy allegations, and it's no wonder that since he appeared on Late Line last week, or indeed his letter first appeared in the Newcastle Herald, that significant momentum has been before us.
Indeed, heavy allegations, as is as are the statistics of your patch of the world there around the Maitland, Newcastle, the Hunter region. 400 known victims in the diocese, more than 10 clergy charged and convicted since 1995, 3 priests on trial at the moment. Why the Hunter Valley? How has this happened?
Well, I'm not sure, Fran, and that's one of the answers we'll be looking for from the Royal Commission.
But you say, this has been playing out in your electorate for a long time now. Have you taken an interest in what's been going on? You've obviously been aware of it. Have you been engaged in this issue?
Well, interestingly, I haven't had too much in the way of direct representations from victims or their families. I have had conversations with victims, but not direct representations. I think most people saw this as first and foremost a state government issue, and the focus was therefore on the reaction of state governments. And I was pleased to see Barry O'Farrell finally move on Friday, but it was apparent very early that his solution was not going to be one acceptable to the victims and their families. But, you know, these people, priests like Vince Ryan, were my local parish priests. And we have been living with this for a long, long time. But I think people were reasonably comfortable that priests were being arrested, people were being held to account, and the Church had significantly changed its approach, as Bishop Bill Wright here says regularly these are largely historical events, and that's true. But the concern for families is that some of the people who may have been engaged in cover-up are still operating within the Catholic Church or indeed other organisations. And until those people are tested and held to account, victims and their families will continue to be traumatised.
You spoke with Bishop Bill Wright yesterday, the Bishop of Maitland, Newcastle. We spoke to him on the program on Friday, where he was prevaricating, really, about a royal commission. He said the victims would welcome it, but he wasn't sure the best way to go was to stick with the current inquiries. What did he tell you when you spoke to him about a royal commission?
Well, I basically rang him to as a courtesy to inform him that I'd come to the conclusion that the only way that the victims were going to find closure and become satisfied that proper action was being taken was to hold a royal commission, and I also expressed the view that I believe that that was in the best interest of the Catholic Church, that its very good work would go largely unnoticed and underappreciated while ever these issues hung over its head. So my very, very strong message was that, you know, this is good for the families, the victims, and of course the Church.
Should Premier O'Farrell's special commission into sex abuse in your region, the region there around the Hunter, which he announced on Friday, should that be put to one side now?
No, I don't think so, because it was quite specific in that it was looking at suggestions that there'd been significant interference in local investigations. Now, you know, the Royal Commission could take a decade and will be a big and slow-moving beast. And make no mistake, it will cause trauma for many individuals and organisations. O'Farrell's inquiry, I think, needs to move forward and move quickly and to investigate those specific claims by Peter Fox. We can't wait another, you know, 1, 2, 3 or even 10 years, or more particularly not 10 years, for that inquiry to be progressed.
And the slow-moving beast that you just described there of the Royal Commission, that, as you say, will cause trauma, do you think it is the right vehicle? Because we've plenty of legal opinions out today suggesting it's going to be too unwieldy, too broad. Whatever comes up there, it's unlikely to be prosecutions. What's your view?
Well, you know the old joke about lawyers, Fran. You get 20 in a room, you'll get 20 different opinions.
What do you think?
Before I made my views publicly known yesterday, I spoke to a few senior lawyers, and I came to the conclusion that the Royal Commission was the best vehicle simply because it was the only inquiry capable of compelling witnesses. And I think that's going to be critical if we're going to get a proper outcome.
The Prime Minister said yesterday this will be a consultative process, drawing up the terms of reference. How much input from victims would you like to see when it comes to this?
Well, plenty. And you know, I was very pleased that she's not only got the Attorney-General involved, but Minister O'Connor active as well. This will be, there'll be a lot of work that to go into just establishing this commission, getting the terms of reference right, making sure people are properly consulted, making sure that the right sort of people are participating. So it's going to be a long road to even get this thing kicked off. But in the end, as large and as unwieldy in a way and as protracted as it will be, I still believe it's the only way to provide closure to the victims.
Joel Fitzgibbon, thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, Fran.
Joel Fitzgibbon is the Chief Government Whip, and he's also the member for the Hunter region.